Rhode Island real estate headlines. NIDR Online launches Providence Public Records Portal for RI Property Research. NIDR Online now provides access to Providence Public Records, including property tax and assessor search tools for Rhode Island's largest county. Real estate professionals in RI can streamline due diligence, verify ownership, and assess property values using centralized Providence County records. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netline.com/state/ri/county/providence for quick access to Providence property tax and assessor data. Rhode Island real estate headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches RI Municipality Property Database. Vision Government Solutions has created an online portal where users can click on their Rhode Island municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal property records across RI jurisdictions to support valuations, due diligence, and client advisory work. Visit https://www.vgsi.com/Rhode Island-online database/ to select your municipality and explore available property data. Rhode Island real estate headlines. A Prop Infocom offers fast access to critical RI land records and GIS tools. RIPropInfo.com provides fast access to Rhode Island land records, tax assessor data, GIS mapping, zoning information, and plat maps in one centralized platform. Real estate professionals in RI can streamline due diligence, verify property boundaries, and assess tax obligations without navigating multiple municipal websites. Bookmark ht/ripropinfo.com for quick reference during your next transaction. Rhode Island real estate headlines. Coventry Tax Assessor commits to excellence in RI property valuations. The Coventry Tax Assessor's Office pledges fair, equitable, accurate, and timely property assessments with a focus on exceptional public service. Accurate and timely assessments directly impact property valuations, tax liabilities, and transaction timelines for RI real estate professionals and their clients. Review Coventry's assessment practices at h/coventryri.gov/taxassessor to stay informed on local valuation standards. Rhode Island real estate headlines. Providence Recorder of Deeds, your go-to for land records in RI. The City of Providence's Recorder of Deeds office serves as the official repository for land ownership documents, maintaining both physical and digital non-archived land records. Real estate professionals in RI need reliable access to recorded deeds and land documents to verify ownership, clear title, and close transactions in Providence. Bookmark the Providence Recorder of Deeds portal for quick access to land records, http://www.providenceri.gov/recorder-of-deeds. Rhode Island Real Estate Updates. Providence Tax Assessor's Office produces annual certified tax roll. The City of Providence Assessor's Office within the Finance Department carries out legally mandated property tax assessment functions and generates an annual certified tax roll. Real estate professionals in RI need accurate assessment data to advise clients on property valuations, tax liabilities, and investment decisions in Providence. Review current assessments at /www.providenceri.gov/taxassessor/before-transactions-close. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. One, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. Two, opportunity cost of the down payment, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of RI cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.